usually got onion in it and it's fried in deep fat.
Hush puppies.
Okay. Did you ever hear of any kind of cake that was cooked in the ashes made of cornmeal?
What, hot cakes, anything like that? I don't know what you're referring to. I might have, but I don't sound...
Well, there are all kinds of different names that people have for this.
For what?
That are... Things made of cornmeal that are cooked in the ashes.
In the ashes?
Mm-hmm.
Ashes of what?
Ashes of a fireplace.
Uh-uh.
What about something that you might boil in cheesecloth with beans or greens made out of cornmeal? Or you might do it made out of flour. Not necessarily in cheesecloth, but you might dip in, you might eat with chicken. You'd have chicken and...
Gravy?
Made out of, something made of flour. It's a bread, sort of, not really bread.
Wow, I don't know.
Okay.
What is that? You can tell me now, I haven't said it. We're gonna skip it.
No, I'm not describing it well enough, I'm sorry.
These
what about a kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan and it comes out soft and you dish it out like you might dish out mashed potatoes?
Spoon bread.
Hmm? You know what that is?
Not really. Never had any of that either.
Do you have a name for cornbread that you might cook in a skillet instead of in the oven?
On the top of the oven. All my cornbread's cooked in a skillet anyway. So you're talking about the top.
On top of the stove.
No. What's that? I don't know these things.
I don't know. I don't know myself. These are things that people used to make in the country. Did you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Yes.
What is a corn
don't
dodger?
Don't know. Don't know. I certainly used to be interviewing my family. They could be spouting all this off to you. No, but I've heard of it before.
Okay. You might say there are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store, which is called?
Store-bought.
All right. We've already talked about donuts. So what is something that you make up in a batter and fry three or four of them at a time and you might eat with syrup?
Butter? Pancakes.
Any other names?
Waffles.
Okay.
Hotcakes.
Okay. Which would you normally use?
Pancakes.
This is a measurement. You go to the store and buy 2 blank of flour.
Pounds.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the stuff that you put in bread to make it rise, not baking powder?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. The inside part of the egg is called the?
Yolk.
All right, and what color is?
Yellow.
All right. If you cook those things in hot water, you say you're preparing unbroken.
Poached eggs. Oh, hard boiled, I'm sorry.
Okay, and what is a poached egg?
See, I don't like them and I don't cook them, but it's just when they're broken very lightly on the top of water or something and kind of poached.
Okay.
Shoot, I don't know, Susan, I hate
okay.
them.
I'm not sure I've ever had one. I think
I used to have them all the time and loved them, but I never made them. That was when I was younger.
Oh.
And now I can't stand them.
What? Did something happen to make you?
Just my taste changed,
oh.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Used to love them.
What do you call salt meat that you might boil with greens?
Fatback.
Any other names for that? Would there be a difference if it had no lean or if it had a lot of lean?
Lean meat and fatback. That's I've heard lean meat.
Mm-hmm.
Give you some lean. Lard, I know you that.
If you cut the side of a hog, what would you call it?
Well, I wouldn't.
Okay.
What's that? I don't know. What would it
be? What would you call meat that you might buy and then slice to eat with eggs? If you bought the unsliced kind. No?
Slab of bacon.
All right. And what would you call it if it were already sliced thin?
Bacon.
All right. And what is the outside part of the bacon called that you have to cut off?
Fat.
No, this is, it's a hard substance. You can't eat it.
I don't know.
This wouldn't be the pre-sliced.
I do know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name for it.
Okay, we've already talked about sausage. What do you call the man who sells the meat?
Butcher.
Mm-hmm. And if meat has been kept too long, it has done what?
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. After you butcher a hog,